manufacturing businesses.
Sunshine State. Florida makes a lot of news, doesn't it? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We also have Mother Nature, a bunch of earthquakes, closest one off the coast of Oregon. Boy, it seems like the earth has been cracking open a lot lately, doesn't it? I'll give you the numbers, but nobody hurt, at least not yet. They're not massive reports. Always, to me, I think of tsunami when you talk about being off of the coast somewhere. Speaking of tsunamis, the biggest tsunami is coming out of Florida, and it has to do with George Zimmerman. He has been charged with second-degree murder. The special prosecutor, Angela Corey, decided that there was enough to move forward and said it was all about the facts in this case and nothing else. She says Zimmerman is, in fact, behind bars. Take a listen.
I will confirm that Mr. Zimmerman is indeed in custody. I will not tell you where. That's for his safety as well as everyone else's safety.
Yeah, the why? Because there's death threats, bounties on his head, which I guess is the same as death threats, all kinds of craziness happening out of Sanford, Florida. On our next show, we're going to talk to Patrick Delaney, who happens to be my brother, but is an attorney who works out of the courthouse there, has had many cases there, and says it's crazy. It's just as nutty as when everything was going on with the Casey Anthony trial. And there's some blowback of a different sort happening that he'll talk about as far as the Stand Your Ground law is concerned with guns. There's big worry in Florida over what's going to happen at the Republican convention, thinking that the two will collide, even though the convention is in Tampa. And the case, theoretically, if it is tried in that area, will be in Orlando. The thought is that there will be big problems in the Sunshine State, and a lot of it will have to do with guns, so maybe some of the laws might be altered. Ooh, look for the NRA to step into this fray. You know how I feel about guns? I'm all about Second Amendment rights because, even though I don't carry a gun, I think taking rights away is a big mistake. And the last thing I want to do is constantly give back, give back, give back. And this is the problem I have with the government, that has just gotten so big and so out of control that you have things like, for example, the GSA, the General Services Administration, spending, which now is into the millions, on frivolous things like five people going to Hawaii last year for a ribbon cutting ceremony. And it is funny to laugh at it and joke about the videos, except for that you and I are paying for that. Whatever you pay in taxes, whatever in your entire life you've paid in taxes, it goes to things like that and the lavish, crazy convention that was held in Las Vegas. All right, the big thing, though, at hand is what I just talked about. Can George Zimmerman, now that he's been charged with murder in the second degree, can he get a fair trial in that area? Can he get a fair trial really anywhere? And is it about the victim? Here's the thing that you can't dispute, and even Zimmerman himself wouldn't dispute this. He definitely shot and killed Trayvon Martin. At issue, though, is the law in Florida, self-defense being proclaimed when he went to the police department. He left the police department. That was it. That happened February 26th. And now, here it is 6 weeks later, and he's in jail. He was released then without charges after claiming self-defense, and then thousands of people dropped in on Sanford to protest calling for his arrest. There are many twists and turns that this whole thing has taken, and without a doubt it's captivated the nation, for better or worse, because there are a lot of questions about the issue of race that nobody really wants to address. There is the question of guns, which is coming to the surface because of that law, and that's probably I am certain what his new attorney, Mark O'Mara, will rely heavily on. That's going to be what he's going to talk about. What happened, how he felt as though he had to defend himself after he went and followed the 17-year-old. But there's no doubt that everyone agrees that it's a tragedy. Shouldn't have happened. We shouldn't be here having this conversation. Of all things to happen for a kid, no matter what kind of kid he was, who goes out, grabs some Skittles and an iced tea. I mean, nobody's disputing that that shouldn't have happened. Nobody. His attorney, I think, will definitely go for what the state's law was, what he was doing, what happened, all that kind of stuff. And the prosecutors must have some facts or she wouldn't have pushed this forward. Because if she didn't have anything that she thought would stand up, I don't think she would have pressed it. Even with the pressure, and she says that's nonsense, she never felt any pressure, she's a professional, and that's it, boom. And, you know, I'm going to kind of go with that. I'm going to say that she, whatever she's got, we don't know. Because there's so much misinformation and lack of detail, too, frankly, in trying to, with the Freedom of Information Act and everything else, with trying to get any information, it's been pretty tough. And it's kind of like lockdown for the police there, because they've also been descended upon trying to keep the peace, the calm, if you will, and then all the facts, and some of them bizarre, that have come out of this story so far at this point. So buckle in, because trust me, we've just begun here, and the legal process now has certainly just begun. Here's what his mother had to say, Sabrina Fulton. She tried to quell the whole thing about color and the fear of what's been bubbling over, and that it shouldn't so much be about that, and that it's all about the heart more than anything else.
I just want to speak from my heart to your heart, because a heart has no color. It's not black, it's not white, it's red. And I want to say thank you from my heart to your heart.
All right, so it begins. I do think that there is a chance this will take by the time you go through the process, and if there's the jury and whatnot, by the time we go through the process, maybe the two events, meaning the convention and this trial, coincide. However, there is a little bit of distance between those two cities, so we'll find out more about that. I mentioned the fact that, you know, we're dealing with Mother Nature again, and we're dealing with earthquakes, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like we've been talking more about earthquakes lately than we have in the past. And one of the earthquakes was off the, I mentioned this, was off Oregon, and we've got people listening to us in the great state of Oregon, so certainly if you felt anything, call us, because you'd be surprised how deep that can go and how far back you can, you know, you can feel those aftershocks. As somebody who's been in one once, I was surprised. I was hundreds of miles away and we could feel it. So it was a 5.9 magnitude quake off of Oregon. In Mexico, they had a 7.0. And in Indonesia, they're saying 8.6. More details on that. Plus, you can weigh in. George Zimmerman, fair trial or not? What do you think is the fair thing here? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me pump out the numbers. We got new ones. I know everybody's getting used to it. 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. A couple of different angles. George Zimmerman now has been charged. His new attorney, Mark O'Mara, says nobody wanted Trayvon Martin to be prejudged like he was. Please give my client George Zimmerman the courtesy of not pre-judging him. O'Mara also said that he expects to file a motion seeking bond for Zimmerman on Thursday. He's being held, as you just heard at the top of the show, at this point behind bars, and maybe he's there for the next day or so until O'Mara gets him out. So second degree murder for George Zimmerman at this point. Another thing he said is that he's troubled by the fact that the state decided to charge him, but that he understands what's in front of him and he's okay. That's what O'Mara said in his conversation on the phone. That's what he got back from George Zimmerman. Fair trial or not, what do you think is the fair thing and might be the outcome here in this case? It's going to be around for a while. Trust me on that one. Hey, coming up in our next segment, we're going to check the mail. And Homer Simpson, you know, he makes those nightly appearances. There's some new information revealed about the Simpsons, and I'll lay that little piece of trivia on you, too. But before we go there, I mentioned the quake stuff, and boy, it is freaky when you're in, let me tell you, it is freaky when you are in an earthquake. Or you just even feel that little swaying thing. It was 5.9, as I mentioned already. And we're talking off of Oregon where they said they could feel it. You know, the first thing you think, and maybe it's because of recently all the conversation about tsunamis, but is there going to be any kind of a tsunami or after effect? Are there going to be shocks after that or what? So you got the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center that said the quakes were unlikely to trigger that. And they didn't. but 5.9. And then a minute later, there was a smaller quake off the coast of Central California. I used to live in the Central Coast, Pismo Beach. At one point, I lived on a hill above that beach there. It's a surfer's beach. It's a pretty cool area because it's not crowded and jammed with people. At least it wasn't when I lived there. And they're saying that the people there could feel it, but there was no casualties or any kind of real damage to speak of anyway. So that's one of the quakes. Now, follow the bouncing ball. There were three altogether. Mexico, again, has been a hotbed for the earth opening up. 7.0. Buildings in the capital were shaking in Mexico City. People rushed out of the offices onto the streets because they could feel that. It's that weird sensation that you feel, and you know what it is automatically, especially if you've ever been through it. And there were a few things that flew off walls and whatnot. The U.S. Geological Survey there saying that the 7.0 quake actually struck in a western state, and that's why they felt it there. In fact, in Guerrero, which recently has been slammed by a bunch of quakes, they didn't have any big problems, so that's good news. But this is the third earthquake that's hit Mexico in less than a month. Boy, tourism in Mexico has to be... I wonder how down tourism is. First, you have the problem with the drug cartels even venturing into Acapulco and the warnings that in the United States we have on the State Department website. And then you have these earthquakes to boot. Although you could probably get a really cheap deal, I'm just thinking that maybe some of the five-star resorts, if you've ever wanted to go to Mexico, it might be the time. 8.6 Indonesia, so the numbers keep increasing. Now, this is a different story. There were some people. They've got a tsunami watch that was just lifted. They have... had the two a while ago. They had the two big earthquakes, and it happened on the island of Sumatra. They're very familiar with this, and it triggered that watch for the Indian Ocean, thank goodness canceled. So the second quake was 8.2, and you had the Seismology Research Center in Melbourne saying that the location of the second quake probably reduced the possibility of a tsunami. There weren't a lot of reports of destruction or deaths, but there were some people that were injured, slightly injured, you know, bumps, bruises, few concussions, they say, were reported. And waves were a little bit bigger, 3.3 above sea level. You don't usually see that necessarily, just over a foot in some cases. And, you know, I looked at a map earlier, And I was seeing, you know, the exact location and thinking, boy, one big one and that could just be some of those islands, those coastal areas could just be wiped out. Thailand, that's another place where they get them. And the National Disaster Center there had an evacuation order for tourists and for the people that live there, because we've seen what's happened before because of the waves. They were worried more about that there's not a big warning system and, you know, whatever. If you remember, you have to go back to the early 2000s. Here's a little factoid for you. And they had the disastrous 9.1 earthquake underwater off the coast of Sumatra. And remember that triggered that tsunami that killed 200,000 people in 14 different countries. And I think that's the first time I ever did America Tonight. I was filling in for one of the original hosts, a guy named Ernie Brown, and I was filling in right when that happened, and boy, you could see it was terrible what was going on, what the damage had done, and you know, one of the worst tsunamis in history, more casualties than any other tsunami, certainly. It was like $10 billion in damage, and awful. I mean, just awful. So anywhere around that, the so-called ring of fire and the arc of fault lines that circle that Pacific basin, they know it. They're prone to the possibility of earthquakes and even volcanic eruptions. And certainly we saw what happened in Japan over a year ago. The magnitude was was over a 9 in that devastating tsunami, and the death toll there was 15,000. So still less than the other one, but still just awful when you hear that. All right, so that's the good news. Not a lot of destruction to talk about. Most of the destruction is in the court of public opinion, and it's over the Trayvon Martin killing and now George Zimmerman being charged with second-degree murder. It brings up the fair or foul and different angles on this. Wonder how the people in Florida would react if there is a movement, and I hear there is, to strike down, reverse the Stand Your Ground law. And it's an interesting challenge that will be mounted, because there are also plenty of examples, which is why that law was able to thread the needle in the first place there, where it has actually saved some people's lives, where they were approached and were going to be attacked and had the presence of mind, they were armed and were able to take out the person who was going to take them out. So I think it's going to be pretty tough to see that law change, but maybe not impossible. It's an explosive debate, and because of what happened with Trayvon Martin, this is a little bit of a hook there. So now you got a hearing that's going to be coming up on Thursday. His lawyer says he's going to plead not guilty in the Trayvon Martin death, and that whole saga now goes into the courtroom drama phase that I didn't think was going to happen. I didn't think they had any witnesses, and they didn't have enough hardcore stuff that they were going to be able to present, but I guess the basis is going to be on self-defense. So squarely, the whole Stand Your Ground law is going to be partly what's on trial here, and self-defense. I'm certain that is going to be the majority of what the defense is going to talk about, and the prosecution will be working that angle as well. All right, coming up next, we're going to check the mailbag. Like I said, Eric has questions about North Korea, asking, weren't they going to launch a rocket? Well, I guess it's kind of past. We're on pins and needles now again with North Korea. But some of you wanted to weigh in on the Trayvon Martin stuff and George Zimmerman and a couple of other things, including some politics, next on ATN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
What if pain could be reduced, illness could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Through the miracle of snail mail, email, whatever you want to call it. And guess what? We are heading to the mailbag right now.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Woo!
Thank you, Homer. Homer Simpson, by the way, Simpsons creator Matt Groening finally revealed where Springfield is, what he had in mind. Did you know it was Springfield in Oregon? Uh-huh. Springfield, Oregon is about 100 miles south of Groening's hometown of Portland. He grew up in Evergreen Terrace, the same name as, guess what, the Simpsons family home. That was his inspiration. How about that? So he kept that a secret for a long time, almost 20 years. That's pretty big. Now we know where Springfield came from. There's so many Springfields. I bet you, I'd have to trace this to make sure I'm right about it, but I bet every state has a Springfield somewhere. Or almost every state. And I might have been through a few of them. Not necessarily the most obvious Springfields on the map either, by the way. All right, remember, you can always weigh in on whether or not George Martin can get a fair trial or anything else that we've been hashing out here on the show, 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. A lot of you wanted to talk about that through the email. Here's one from Charlie who says, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to your show for a while. Truly, truly enjoy it. You always make me laugh at least once, even if I'm half asleep sometimes. I'm sick to death of this whole Trayvon Martin thing. No offense, because it is definitely a tearjerker in a sense. Why Zimmerman pursued him, he should have just let it go, but he didn't. And now look what's happened. He is going to have to answer for it. And I'm telling you, I don't think, like you do, I think he's going to hit the wall with this one. I think full bore he gets nailed to the wall, and I'm not so sure it's right based on the laws in Florida. What say you? Well, that's going to be the whole case. What the law in Florida means, how it's interpreted. Stand your ground. Was he standing his ground? Was he being attacked? But he pursued him. So he was the pursuer. He had a gun. You know, you think about how that plays out in court, and you think about the jury, if it goes through all those hoops, what would a jury say to that? Because if somebody's pursuing you with a gun, that's, and you have a gun, well, that's one thing. If you are being pursued initially because you look a little funny where you are, something doesn't look right, and somebody comes after you, walking up to you, coming after you, and they're the one that's armed, that's where this whole twist comes in, and we don't really know all the details of that. Zimmerman is smart not to be spouting them all out, and he hasn't. And you're just hearing a lot of rumors and a lot of different things and speculation. So that'll all play out. That's at the heart of this. And it also, I think it's going to affect what's going to happen there with the gun law, that gun law in Florida itself. I mean, that could end up, it's definitely being debated, that could end up being wiped out off the books and turned around or not. So, if anything, the whole self-defense, gun rights, all of that is going to be a big piece of this, if not most of this trial. Besides the, okay, he's 17 years old, followed all that, but that still goes into the law that's there in Florida. So that's the answer to the question. And I can't predict a future jury and what they're going to say, but I know that jury selection is very, very important. All right, here we go to another one from Tank, who says, America Tonight. I've been listening to you talk about the Middle East, although lately it hasn't been much about the Middle East. I have to say, Kate, you are dead on with some of your theories, especially I know, since I'm a longtime listener, that you have no love for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. You always say it is a layup, and I agree, yet there would be many people that would disagree with you on that and say it should be about diplomacy. I think you cannot count on diplomacy with Iran. You know, they said on Wednesday, because now there are these upcoming nuclear talks, they said on Wednesday that they've got some proposals to thwart some of what's been going on with the nuclear program. And the top negotiator is Saeed Jalili is his name, and he's representing Iran, and he's talking about that they're willing, we're very willing to have these talks and have this play out right. So he's going to meet on Saturday with people from five different countries, or United Nations Security Council. The U.S. is in that, the obvious people. France, Russia, China, Britain, plus Germany would be thrown in there. So really, is there anything that comes out of this? Are they, you know, what's going to come out of it? Because Tehran would have to discuss spending their uranium enrichment program. And they said they won't do it. They refuse to do that. So are they trying to, I don't know. Are they trying to develop a nuclear weapon? Let's answer that question. Of course they're trying to develop a nuclear weapon. It is Ahmadinejad. He's right. I don't trust what's going on in Iran. Absolutely not. You know, think about this. They cut off crude oil exports to Germany. They stopped oil exports to France, England, and Greece. And they're considering adding Italy to the list. Remember, the European Union banned oil imports from Iran starting back in July and froze the assets, and this really got to them, the assets of their central bank. But what do you do? How many false starts can you have with Iran? There's been 20 of them, more than 20 of them. It's ridiculous. So, yes, they're trying to come up with a weapon. And let's put it this way. If somebody had 100 nuclear warheads, that would be considered to be a relatively tame country. Let's say Russia, which, of course, we know they have lots of warheads. But let's say we'll just pretend, wipe the slate clean. They have 100 warheads versus one. One nuke in the hands of the wrong person is one nuke too many. So no matter what anyone tells me, there are no negotiating. There is no negotiating with the Iranians. I don't believe it. I'm not buying it. And look at what happens in that country. Silence is golden, or you may disappear. Remember all the protesters over the election? People forget that. Here's one from Rick who says, Kate, finally I get a chance to send you a note. I've been dying to call the show, but I believe your number has changed. So I'll ask you, my fair lady, what is the number? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. He goes on to say, furthermore, I'm sorry, but George Zimmerman is guilty of sin. He's guilty of sin of being just too willing to follow the kid. So what the kid looked like, or even what his personality was, or anything with his background? Zimmerman certainly didn't know any of that. He looked at him, thought he looked suspicious, went after him, was told to back down, didn't, and look what's happened. He's going to end up in jail, and he's going to do a lot of time. I don't know. It's, like I said, it's going to depend on all the facets of the case. What does the prosecution have that they're going to throw out there? The self-defense thing and say, listen, look at the ballistics reports, look at this, there was no way. Because remember, all of us have become forensic geniuses since we started watching CSI, after all. So, especially now with the scientific evidence, and that's what will come up, it does in every case, looking at what happened, trying to say, well, this is impossible or that happened, because we're looking at the facts, we're looking at the scientific evidence. And the gun thing, I'll say it again, it's going to be about trying to decide self-defense. Can you really claim self-defense if you're the guy with the gun and you go after the other person? Well, what if they attack you and you have the gun? This is exactly what we're going to be hearing for who knows how long, once it even comes into play. In other words, once the case were to actually go to trial, assuming that it will, which he's going to have the hearing, he's going to plead not guilty, and then it goes from there. Here's another one. This is from JJ, who says, Kate, hats off. I know you're a Philadelphia Flyers fan, and I smile as I'm from Canada, and I assumed that you were watching the game and saw that the Flyers won their opener against my beloved Pittsburgh Penguins. What do you think happens in that series? Oh, I love predictions because I'm just so good at them. I was watching that game. I watched the third period, which is a good thing I did, because they were down 3 goals and they came back, and I watched saw the whole thing. They beat the Penguins in overtime 4-3. And Danny Briere, who's the one kid I like with the hot hand, was terrific. So, yes, I'm excited. I'm going to say that the Flyers win it in 5. Don't go by my predictions. Coming back on the flip side, we're talking about Romney and his ability to woo women voters. Stay with us.
Healthy
Good soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
What I'm going to have to do every day is bring him back to his record. I'm at the show, for instance, that the policies of this administration have led to 92% of the people who've lost their jobs being women. And he says, oh, there's a war on women. Let's bring him back to the fact that it is the real war upon women that has been waged by his economic policies.
Candidate for president, Mitt Romney, ignited a firestorm, or a war of words at least, between himself and the White House. Mitt Romney talking about the fact that he wants to change things for women when it comes to what they're getting paid. The Obama White House pays women less than men, according to the records that have been released, and there are a lot of people that are scrambling to try to ferret out all the figures and if they're actually on par. But there was a 2011 annual report, right, on the White House staff. So let's take it there. And Romney's people had this, and it shows that the female employees had an annual salary of about $60,000. So that was 18% less than the median salary for the men, which was $71,000. Then they calculated it down from there, and the Obama campaign lashed out at Romney for his failure to endorse the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Restoration Act, which was, by the way, a controversial law that kicked in 2009 that made it easier to file discrimination lawsuits. The president says he's criticized the gender gap always, the pay gap, such as the one that exists in the White House. So he didn't check the payroll, I guess, or somebody didn't check the payroll, because clearly that's what it shows. Now, the White House press secretary, Jay Carney, said last week that the president believes that it's long past the time for women to be admitted to the Augusta National Golf Club, which is where the Masters was played this past week, right? Bubba Watson won in the playoff. You know what I'm talking about. So they keep pushing that. The president is saying that this is not what he wants. He wants fair pay and all this other stuff for women. And then it comes out that the White House pays pretty much the women a little bit less. Yeah. So, but women are Obama's base. And in all of the polls that recently have been taken, there shows there's a disparity between Romney and Obama when it comes to female voters. So I'm asking any women out there listening that have a predisposition to not voting for Romney, if in fact, in which we know he is the nominee, we know that's going to happen. Remember, Obama was criticized for paying the women on his campaign staff less than the men, and far less than John McCain, who was his opponent, paid his female staffers. And that's on the books. That's pretty easy to find that out. I mean, it's open record. So it's interesting. They have to be careful, I think, when you say one thing and then it turns out it's something completely different. All right, along the same lines with the woman deal, Ann Romney now has even more to go on when she's out there, I think, when she's out there speaking to people. I said a couple of shows ago that I think she's a big asset for Mitt Romney because she's very good with the crowds, a lot of the crowds that she's in. Now she's had to deal with the whole campaigning thing, and you're fair game if you're the wife, family member, whatever. So here's what happens. I'm watching CNN, I'm flipping around, I'm watching CNN today, and turns out that one of the people on CNN says, when it comes to the economy, what does Ann Romney know? It was a DNC advisor, Hillary Rosen. She says, what does Ann Romney know about the economy? Because she never worked a day in her life. So she doesn't know. So there's a big war on for the female vote. And as a Democratic strategist, I think Rosen, and maybe she didn't realize what she was stepping into. Maybe she did realize what she was stepping into. But, sure, you could say that you're fair game when you're running. And that, like I just said, if you're the spouse, if you're the family, you're fair game. But I think that's a misstep to say she's never worked a day in her life. How many women would you alienate because they had children and didn't work? She had 5 kids. When was she working? In between the 5 kids? So it goes to the heart of family versus working, a female juggling it all, trying to do it all. And, you know, I don't have to dredge up all of the emotions and the feelings over that, but that's exactly what happened, and man, it set the Twitter world on fire. What an opportune time for Ann Romney. Of course, throwing a grenade her way, suggesting that because she's the 64-year-old mother of 5 and a grandmother of 16, why has she never worked a day in her life? Do you think she worked a day in her life by raising all those children? I got to defend her. I got to say absolutely. And Hillary Rosen really made a mistake with those comments. You know, even Obama's campaign manager realized this and said her comments were wrong and family should be off limits and she should apologize. He said, I disagree. David Axelrod, who is Obama's chief campaign strategist, immediately tweeted his disapproval and said he was disappointed in Rosen's comments about Ann Romney and said they were inappropriate and offensive. And Rosen herself was then put in the middle of this to tweet that she's got nothing against Ann Romney, just that she doesn't want Mitt using her as an expert on women struggling to support their family. She isn't. So it goes back to the same old thing about what they know and what they don't know. But she made a mistake by saying that because she definitely clearly went for the jugular there and threw a grenade. And she can certainly do that. In the world of opinion, do it. But that's why Obama's people immediately tried to answer back, because they know that that is a huge mistake to attack stay-at-home moms who work their butts off every day raising kids. And then it just goes to the heart of the DNC, and that's how it comes off no matter what. The Democratic machine looks terrible, and it makes Obama look terrible for that matter, and it's negative, negative, negative. And then this comes on the heels of, okay, you're saying that you're going after Romney for not being able to relate to women, but yet you're paying the women in the White House less. So you're saying one thing and saying women should get the same, but you're paying them less. So what a sham. What a shame. What a ridiculousness. What kind of stupidity is that? You know? Hey, so she married a guy who was self-made. Oh, well, and she got to stay home because she didn't have to work. I think the Romneys, and certainly the people that are helping them with the campaign, will absolutely, and they already have a little bit, but I think they'll absolutely seize upon this. And I'll be curious to look at the polls in the next couple of weeks to see where Romney sits with women after that little slam there. Yeah, that's tailor-made for them to be able to use this. That was explosive, especially when you look at the money that the people were being paid in the White House and comparing it after saying one thing, but then paying the females there another. Because you look at all demographics, and a vote is a vote is a vote, and anybody running for any office, you're trying to get as many constituents as you can, as many of the female voters as you would with the men. So this may have helped Mitt Romney in that department, and probably things turn around for him in the next week or so. Mm-mm-mm. Hillary Rosen probably won't be out there stumping for the Democrats for the next week or so. They'll keep her quiet. Hillary, can you just go shuffle some papers around and not talk to the media?